The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, the politics around the Citizenship Amendment Act peaks. We will talk about the Delhi elections and what's happening in Delhi in just a bit. But the focus has to be the way governors, constitutional heads appointed by the president's office are being treated by states who have an ideological opposition or an ideological position variant to the one of the government at the center, or who for their own political motive have decided to give the governor all the trouble that is possible, calling him an agent of the center. But this is not the first time this has happened, even governments in the past, with governors appointed by the Congress party in BJP-ruled states being given quite a bit of a headache. But these standoffs have never been as unpleasant as we are witnessing right now, especially with Pinarayi Vijayan giving Arif Mohammad Khan, a very, very erudite, wise man, and a very, very senior person, giving him so much of trouble and grief just because he believes Arif Mohammad Khan holds a view variant to his and aligned to what the center believes. Yes, everybody has the right to protest, but everybody also has the right to not protest. Everybody has the right to hold a political point of view, and everybody has a right to hold a variant political point of view. This is an act passed in Parliament with an overwhelming majority. Pinarayi Vijayan might want to use it for his ideological opposition with the RSS. But the Citizenship Amendment Act is not a matter of policy, is what Governor Arif Mohammad Khan believes. They can have their standoffs, but what happened in the Kerala Assembly today is something which is objectionable. The governor making it very clear that he is reading out a portion of the resolution mainly because it is the CM's wish, but he says it is not his view and it is not a matter of policy, so qualifying it. The governor dignified in his protest, but Pinarayi Vijayan's MLAs and the way they responded to him outside the assembly and inside the assembly is something which is a cause for worry, because if you want to uphold constitution and if you're fighting to uphold the constitution of this country, then boss, the door swings both ways. Look at the way the West Bengal governor Jagdeep Dhankar has been treated. Chancellor of the universities stopped from conferring the degrees. This happened on Tuesday. Governor Jagdeep Dhankar was there at the Calcutta University to confer the degrees. Abhijit Banerjee was there. And he was supposed to be given an honorary doctorate. Look at how they behaved with the Governor Dhankar. Yes, you can protest, but to stop him from entering? How is that respecting the constitution? By insulting him, stopping him from delivering or giving the convocations? How is that respecting the constitution? In the name of protecting the constitution, everything to abuse the constitution and the rights of the people is being done. Doesn't Governor Jagdeep Dhankar have his own rights as an individual, as a citizen of this country? And doesn't the post that he occupies, a constitutionally appointed post, have some dignity that needs to be accorded and respect that needs to be accorded? Same ways, likewise, with Arif Mohammad Khan. Every day, with each passing day, ladies and gentlemen, the bare fact, the bare knuckle fact of these protests is coming to the fore. This is a left-driven, left-organized, and left-pushed agenda. Deliberately fear-mongering. They do not care what the net result of it is. Let's just make a huge ho-holla. This is the same group that went berserk across the country with protests on what happened with Rohit Vemula, saying that he is being treated poorly because he's a Dalit. But they are quiet now when more than 70% of the beneficiaries of the Citizenship Amendment Act, who are already in India on or before 31st December 2014, more than 70% of the beneficiaries are Dalits. Whether they have come in from Bangladesh into Bengal and other regions of India, whether they have come in from Pakistan or from Afghanistan, 70% plus of the persecuted people who have come here for refuge and want to become citizens of India and have spent more than 6 years here at least, some of them close to 30 years and haven't got citizenship, they are all largely Dalits or tribals. Nam Shudras and the Matuas who have come in from Bangladesh, the Bheels, the scheduled castes who have come in from, who fled Pakistan, who have come into India. So where is the Dalit cause today? Arif Mohammad Khan himself is a Muslim. But because he holds a view that is variant to what Pinarayi Vijayan believes, he sold himself to the RSS. He's an RSS man. brand him, label him, torment him, heckle him, and disrespect the seat of the governor because you believe that it's a politically variant position. So my way or the highway is being practiced by those who are protesting against the CAA too? How is that protecting and upholding the spirit of the constitution? How is it okay to disrespect the governor of a state just because you disagree with him on a particular act and call him an agent of the center? RF Mohammad Khan is a rational, erudite man who has very clearly and beautifully explained why no citizen of this country needs to be afraid, be it CAA, NPR or NRC. RF Mohammad Khan is somebody who's following the role, responsibility of the governor of the state to the letter. He has even respected the wishes of the chief minister of the state despite disagreeing with him. Those who are abusing the constitution, vilifying the constitution in the name of upholding the constitution also need to be questioned. We'll do that on debate number one on the Right Stand tonight. The other aspect, the Delhi elections. Is Shaheen Bagh and the protests there, is it going to turn the Delhi elections and the results on its head? Is it the Aam Aadmi Party's Achilles heel? Because the Aam Aadmi Party has openly come out and said, we support the protesters. Whereas, every day, that particular platform is throwing one rabble-rouser after the other. If the Election Commission has taken action against Anurag Thakur and Pravesh Verma for their statements which are objectionable and divisive, then will the Election Commission take into consideration what is being uttered out of Shaheen Bagh? And the fact that the ruling disposition currently in the state is supporting these protests, be it a Sharjil Imam who's come out there and expressed the same views that have been expressed by him on a viral video, be it another person of a relatively unknown political party who's using that platform to say, don't buy any goods, wage an economic jihad against Hindus, as claimed by Sambit Patra of the BJP. And he's also put out that video. Or those people who are walking around there with pistols, trying to tell them, don't do the protest, and then there are pistols that are being found with them. Or the fact that the Popular Front of India, infamous for its associations with certain other radical outfits and radical clerics, and for being under the eye of the central investigation agencies and also the governments in Kerala in the past, for pushing a move of radicalizing, being investigated for openly funding and backing and orchestrating these protests, and the Enforcement Directorate claiming that the PFI has 8 to 9 offices in the Shaheen Bagh area itself. So what about all these utterances and political parties supporting these utterances? Lip service condemnation, no one coming out to say that no, inconveniencing more than 50 lakh denizens of Delhi and the now capital region that is Noida is wrong. Who has taken these positions? And is there a sentiment on ground today which says enough is enough? And is the BJP trying to capitalize on this to try and supersede the narrative of mohalla clinics, schools and free bijli? That's the big question. And we'll debate that tonight in debate number two.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.